各位尊敬的法师，还有各位善知识们，大家午安，阿弥陀佛。
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master Huang, all Dharma Masters and all Wisdom Providers, 阿弥陀佛。
今天我们是梁王宝忏的第一天，我们早上有唱戒定真香，所以现在末节就用戒定真香来跟大家解释一下那个戒定真香的真意。
因为咧咁我哋今日拜龙宝忏啦，咁佢咧就有讲有上呢个戒定真香啦，咁我今日咧我就同大家讲下呢个戒定真香嘅真意。
我们戒定真
This morning we chanted the precepts Samadhi incense praise. So I would like to start my lecture by analyzing this incense praise.
我们这个戒定真香的那个香呢，是一种那个永久的香。那现在我们在拜梁王宝忏的这几天呢，我们每天早上我们都会上戒定真香。那因此在《楞严经》里面有讲说，因戒生定，然后因定发慧。那这个是一个这个戒定慧呢是三无漏学。那最主要是说我们由那个持戒出定所生出来的这个定呢，才能够发出这个智慧。那也就是每个人由这个戒定慧的修持才能够进气到佛道。因此呢，我们就在学佛的过程当中，我们就必须要修学这个三无漏学戒定慧。因此这个戒定真香，也就是说那个戒定慧的真香是由戒生定，由定发慧。那这种的真香能够普熏十方，是永远不灭的。所以说我们持戒那个严谨清净的人呢，就会自然就有这种香能够普熏十方。那那个讲到这个戒呢，也就是在梵文里面叫做波罗提木叉，这个湿罗是戒的意思。那戒也有清凉跟庄严因此呢，就是说我们由戒能生出来这个庄严。
有一种香咧系永久嘅，咁佢咧就叫戒定真香啦。咁我哋每日拜呢个宝忏咧，都会唱到呢、這个。咁喺《楞严经》嗰度讲咧，由戒真定由定法为自身三无漏学啦，系由持戒咧而生出呢个定力啦，因为有定力咧，所以先至可以发出呢个智慧。咁每个人想要修学呢个佛道咧，系必须要修呢个三无漏学。戒定真香咧，亦都可以话系由戒定由戒定慧嘅真香，由戒心定，由定法慧嘅真香啦，系普呢个香咧系普分十方，永远不灭嘅。咁所以咧，持戒精严咧，就會有呢種普分十方嘅香啦。咁講到呢個戒咧，喺梵文裏邊咧就叫做波羅提木叉，又叫斯羅。戒嘅意思咧就係清涼同莊嚴，所以戒咧就可以生出呢個莊嚴。
For every morning, we are going to chant the precept Samadhi to insect. In Shokama Sutra, it says, Samadhi produces from the precept, the wisdom produces from the Samadhi. And this is called the three studies without outgrowth. So, since we can only have the Samadhi from a holy precept,and then to get the wisdom from obtaining the Samadhi. This is how everybody gets how to study the Buddha path. So we must study the three studies without outflows. So this precept Samadhi and true insight,And it means Samadhi comes from the precept, wisdom comes from the Samadhi, and this is true incense. This kind of incense can go to the 10 directions, and it will exist forever. So, talking about precept, in Sanskrit, it's called Porodhi. Pratimocha.
Pratimocha. Pratimocha.
Pratimocha. This is Sanskrit word for precept. Precept also means being cool and adornment. So from this precept, we can get adornment.
在佛的很多弟子当中，有一位弟子叫做那个马胜比丘啊，他是那个威仪第一。因为那个马胜比丘呢他那个没有讲话，用他的威仪呢就可以教化的很多人啊。像比如说那个舍利弗，他看到那个马胜比丘，然后他就问说这个你的师父是谁，然后这边来的话就去归那个佛陀。那我们那个仙宫上人呢，也是他这种无形中用他的慈悲还有他的德恨啊，就自然显现在那个上人的行为跟言语举止之中啊。这个就是因为他本身持戒非常清净所显出来的那个美德哦。因此呢我们就鼓励每个人，我们也能够这样子持戒清净，那相信这样来的话也能够会都有这种的这个戒德的光辉。
讲佛陀好多弟子里面咧，有一个弟子咧就威仪第一嘅，咁叫做马胜比丘啦。咁呢个马胜比丘咧，用佢嘅威仪咧就教下好多人啦，譬如话舍利弗咧，佢就去问佢你嘅师傅系边个，咁佢话咧佛陀威仪所佛啦。咁佢嘅上面都系呢样嘅，咁佢喺无形中咧有一种慈悲，就有呢个吸引，佢嘅光辉咧自然就系显现响佢嘅言语举止当中啦。咁佢就会有一种戒而显现出嚟嘅。
Buddha has one disciple who's Bhikshu Mahasang. His department is the best. He uses his department to teach a lot of people. For example, Shariputra, when he saw this issue, he was very moved by his department, and he asked him, who's your teacher? And he told him, Shakyamuni Buddha is my teacher. So he followed him to take refuge with the Buddha. Same with the Venerable Master. His great compassion and his merits are shining. So from his every movement, from his speech, his behavior, sunshine can manifest. So this is the merit and virtue from upholding precepts. So everybody, if we uphold the precepts, I believe we can all get this kind of sunshine from upholding precepts.
在这个勤修戒定慧三慧学当中，这个戒呢首先就是要我们要能够断恶。那刚刚在我们唱临斋语的时候，那有三念的观，那其中这个三念呢就是那个厌断一切恶。所谓的厌断一切恶呢，就是一切这也本身也是一种那个戒律啊，它表示说我所有的恶我都不去做。那第二呢，就厌修一切善，那表示说我们所有的善法呢我都要努力的去行持。那这个我们在戒律里面呢，那个一种叫做那个取持，那就是恶不要去做，那一种叫做坐持，那就是所有的善我们要去做。那第三个呢，就是四度一切众生啊，这只有说我们那个我们把那个持戒的那个美德呢能够发挥的光大不单只是要说我们那个要自己能够那个清净，那也需要那个去行菩萨道，去关心或者去帮助其他的众生。所以说从这个戒里面呢，我们就会改变我们的人生也会改变我们的心性。 那更进一步呢，那我们会去关心跟那个帮助其他的众生啊，就好像是说那个我们要成佛，除了要那个自觉啊，也要觉他，那同时呢也要那个学问圆满啊，所以说我们要从这个自利利他、自觉觉他这边去做起。那无形中呢，那我们就是在行持菩萨道。那有时候我们那个对别人呢的身段呢，我们就那个可以柔软一点哦，就是像我们在家里的时候啊，常常都会那个可能我们的那个六亲眷属了，那起冲突，所以说有时候我们也要对我们自己的家里人呢，能够那个柔软。那这个本身最主要是说我们对自己家里人呢，有一种那个我执，好像已经很熟了。那我们这边就不会去太那个在意他的情形。那因此呢，我们那个要把我们的家里人呢，也都能够当成我们的朋友。那这样的心态一改呢，那对我们这些在日常生活里面呢引起的那个烦恼啊。这位来讲的话就会比较少，那就会产生这个界定。
这个六十多岁的话，然后六十岁就是在一起好吧，我们是办这些，然后我们两个老板也有他们有关他的一个人在一起好吧，因为意思呢，就是说呢，第一切的模式呢我都不会用的，跟着呢就是说一切钱呢，即是所有的钱法呢我都要去收钱。咁咁仲有第三個咧，就係令到一切重生啦，即係將呢個快樂咧要要發揮得更光大啊！唔單止係即係自己精神狀況啦，仲要關心其他人，幫助其他嘅眾生啊！咁喺呢個界裏邊咧，可以改變我哋嘅人生啦。咁當我哋個心性改變咗更成熟咧，咁我哋可以關心其他嘅人啊！咁喺成佛咧，就係要自利利他、自覺助他、要覺行圓滿。咁咧就即係咁呢個菩薩道啦。咁響咁有時我哋響對待其他人嘅時候咧，都要比較柔軟一啲啊，或者對待我哋自己屋企人咧，咁就冇辦法做到啊，因為我哋會比較執著啊，有時就變得唔係好注重佢哋嘅呢個感受啦。咁所以即係會有個自私心啦。咁所以咧。如果我們可以將屋企人呢當自己的朋友一樣，個心態第一改呢，咁呢就唔會起煩惱，唔會發脾氣，咁呢個就係一個正。
So, to diligently practice precept samadhi and wisdom, this kind of precept, if we want to uphold precept, first of all, we need to cut off all evil. Before we eat,every day before we eat lunch, we always chant the meal offering chanting. It says, I vow to cut out all evil. So this is one kind of precept. It means I vow not to do any bad things. And it also says, I vow to do all good. I would like to do all good things. So in precept, this kind of behavior is called with doing something. It also says, I vow to cross over all living beings. So at this time, we already enlarge the merit's glory. Not only ourselves, we also care and help other people. So in precept, we can change our lives and also change our heart and mind. And also, we should care and help others. So this is called benefit ourselves and others, enlighten ourselves and others. And if we can do this, we are practicing the Bodhisattva way. Sometimes we find out it's kind of easy to be gentle to other people, but it's sometimes not easy to be patient to our own family members. That's because we all have the self-attachment. we have the strong emotion. When we are too familiar with our family members, we kind of think it's okay, so we don't be patient that much anymore. If we can treat our family members as friends, and if we can change our thoughts, change the way we think, we can control our afflictions and control our temper, and things will be better. And then this is also called samadhi, a kind of samadhi.
那我们有这个定之后呢，那就会生的智慧。那我们对有了智慧呢，我们对什么事情呢，我们都会能够看得清楚，处理的比较那个得宜。那比如说我们对我们的那个长上就是我们的师长还有长辈啊等等或者是那个还是说我们对我们的下辈晚辈部署啊等等呢，我们就知道要怎么样的那个知道那个进退得宜。这个就是你本身在这个的应对当中呢，你会知道什么该做什么不该做，那这个就是那有这个智慧。那由这个戒生定，由定来发挥的时候，那就好像那个佛陀的那个大智慧一样。那佛陀有四种的大智慧，第一个是那个大圆镜智，然后妙观察智，成所作智，以及平等作智、平等性智，我想这个来讲也是整个是我们学佛呢，就是要学佛的智慧。那我想在这方面来讲，我们能够把这个佛的四种智慧呢，能够好好的那个解说。那今天因为时间的关系可能就没有办法那个讲的那个非常的圆满。那要是说明天能够来的话，我们就把这个佛陀的四种智慧
继续讲。
你不讲这里的师傅？
没有。今天比较晚。
今天比较晚。要讲到几点？
没有，就你讲，你就把它讲完。
好，把它讲完。我现在讲不到三分之一。明天继续来对，好不好？好不好？好 ，OK， 好。你怎么样？麻烦你一下。
怎么样？
这
种就是由呢個定咧，咁就生出呢個智慧啦。咁有咗智慧咧，咁我哋就可以將事情咧睇得好清楚。咁處理事情嘅時候咧，我哋就知道應該點樣處理比較好啦。譬如或者對話我哋嘅上司或者係下屬或者係晚輩咧，咁我哋咧就可以進退得宜啦，知道乜嘢應該做，乜嘢唔應該做。咁咧呢個係我哋平常嘅一種智慧，就係由戒增成由成增慧嘅。咁咧佛陀咧就有大智慧，咁佢有幾種智慧，一個叫大圓鏡智，一個叫妙觀察智，一個叫食所作智，同埋最後一個係平等性智。咁呢個四個智慧咧，咁就因為今日時間有限，咁所以咧就聽日會繼續講。咁如果大家有時間嘅話咧，聽日可以繼續嚟聽。
So when we have samadhi, we will get wisdom. When we have wisdom, we are able to deal with anything perfectly. For example, when we get along with the people who are at a higher position or the seniors, at the same time, when we get along with those who are at a lower position than us,or the juniors, we are able to know how to handle everything, how to get along with them. So this is the ordinary people call wisdom. So samadhi comes from precept. When the true insightmanifest, the true wisdom manifests, and this kind of wisdom will be as the same as the Buddha's. So the Buddha has four kinds of wisdom. The first one is the wisdom of a perfect round mirror. And the second one is the wisdom of wonderful observation. The third one is the wisdom of being fulfilled from everything to be done. And the last one is the wisdom of equality. The wisdom of equality of nature. Literally translation.
记得我，那因为我们从今天开始到9月1号我们是两广宝藏的期间，那我们那个中午有讲开示，然后晚上呢我们有研究那个两广宝藏，那假如说各位有时间的话，第一个我们来那个虔诚的参加我们两广宝藏，那第二就是说那个我们也能够晚上听经的时候，那也能够来研究这个两广宝藏的那个内容，那让我们知道这个为什么要拜忏，然后那个怎么样拜能够让我们这边能够那个得到那个法益，然后也了解这边的那个真正的意思哈，不会是说人家拜我们就跟着拜，那这样来的话拜到完了又说拜什么东西也不晓得哈，所以说我们能够把这个忏文的那个内容呢，那我们也来那个利用这个礼拜的时间呢，我们大家来好好的共同研究，阿弥陀佛。
都有講飛嘅，咁咧咧就係講呢個關於兩寶參嘅內容啦。咁大家如果有時間咧，就希望大家可以過嚟參加呢個拜忏啦，同埋可以過嚟揾黑大家一齊聽經，一齊聽呢個兩寶參。佢係點樣嘅一回事？佢嘅內容係乜嘢？同埋我哋點解要去拜忏？應該點樣去拜先至可以得到呢個嘢？咁如果唔係咧，即係我哋唔知佢講乜嘢咧，就人哋拜我哋拜，咁拜完就唔知係咩回事啦。劉康你講啦。
So from now to September 1st, we have the Emperor Liang Repentance. At lunchtime, we are going to have the Dharma Talk, and in the evening, we have a lecture about. The Emperor Liang Repentance. So first of all, I would like to welcome everybody to join the ceremony and at the same time come to the temple in the evening and then listen to the lecture so we can get to know why we want to bow for repentance and how to bow and then we can get to know the true meaning of repentance.